Number 14 is 17-year-old Ryan Giggs. Alex Ferguson has said that he's the most outstanding talent he's ever worked with.
Great run here by Ryan Giggs. Oh, what a goal! Would you believe it? Ryan Giggs could have taken Manchester United to Wembley.
From Solskjaer, and that's a lovely touch from Ryan Giggs. And there's a smile.
Still going on here. Ryan Giggs, oh brilliant! The old master has produced a piece of absolute magic. Giggs coming in. Who writes his scripts on his 900th appearance? What a story.
Welcome to a very special edition of Red Voices, the official Manchester United podcast. I'm Stuart Gardner from MUTV, and this week I'm joined by a United legend, Ryan Giggs. Coming up in today's show, we reflect on an epic derby triumph for the Reds. We turn our attention to the busy Christmas period and look forward to United's next encounter against Sunderland. We'll quiz Ryan on his 21 years as a Red. And finally, he'll answer fans' questions which have been sent to manunited.com. Ryan, welcome along. Good to see you. Also joining us, Gemma Thompson, Mark Froggatt from manunited.com. I'd imagine Carrington has been a very happy place since Sunday.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the manager gives us the day off, so we don't get many of them, so we enjoyed that. And then obviously in today, and yeah, just reflecting on what has been a great weekend.
You know what it feels like and what it means to United fans in the city and beyond, but what a special way to win the game. It couldn't be any better. Could it?
No, I think first and foremost we played really, really well, you know, against a very good City team. And I would say we probably deserved it. You know, we could have gone 3-0 up if Ashley's goal wouldn't have been ruled offside. But yeah, obviously City coming back into it, and the momentum was probably with them towards the end of the game. So it just makes it even more sweet to see Robin's free kick go in.
Was that one of the best derby games you've watched, Ryan, as well? I mean, it had great football in it throughout, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was two quality sides, obviously, going head-to-head. You know, both at the top of the league, obviously in good form. And yeah, I mean, probably we pipped the first half, then second half City come back into it like we expected. But even in the second half, I felt we still looked dangerous and we still had goals in us. So, yeah, I mean, obviously I think at 2-2 and City coming back into it, I think most people would have settled for 2-2 there and then. But, you know, we do it so often, score late goals, and there's no better feeling, and especially in such a big game.
The derby's always going to mean a lot to the fans and obviously the players and everyone involved in Manchester, but would you agree that it's becoming more and more like the United and Arsenal matches of old? I mean, the two best teams in the country, you know, playing for much more than pride.
Yeah, I mean, Arsenal, we had so many battles with them. You know, they were obviously skillful games, but obviously tough as well physically.
Yeah.
And I felt that the game was like that on Sunday. But yeah, it's two very good teams, similar to when we used to play Arsenal, but with the added spice that it's
there's
a derby
an intensity,
as well.
Isn't there, and the kind of ferocity now, isn't there? That's like you can see, you saw it on Sunday, can't you? You know, it means so much to the players, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think each derby over the last probably 3 years it's just intensified. Every next game is intensified. The build up to it's longer. The people start talking about it earlier, and the feeling if you win it probably is better than ever as well.
What was that feeling like, Ryan? I know I was sat in the away end and it was bedlam when Robin scored. I know you were on the bench just behind the manager. What was it like? You were next to Scholesy?
Yeah, I was just jumping up, hugging Scholesy, and obviously all the manager and the staff were up celebrating because it was so late on, and we knew really that was it. We'd won the game. And like I say, we were backs were up against a little bit because City come back into it. And they have got a lot of quality, but I think overall we deserve the win to go there and play so well and to look so dangerous, score three goals against a City side that hadn't been beat at home for so long. It really was a great performance and a great result.
You concerned at all by what you saw at the end there with the coin throwing and the fan coming on the pitch? Was that an isolated incident, or are you concerned about these sort of things going on?
No, it's not an isolated. I think the manager touched on it that, you know, I got hit at Chelsea when Chicharito scored.
Yeah.
It happens. I think it's tough for someone to get hit in the face for everyone to sort of make a big thing out of it. But it's not just one club, it's not just City, it's not just Chelsea. I think every club you know, the excitement and the passion we all want, but we don't want it to tip over the edge, and we don't want to see that because, to be quite honest with you, a centimetre either side and, yeah. and Rio loses his eye, it's that yeah. sort of dangerous, a coin hitting you flush in the eye. It is dangerous, so we don't want to see it, and I think it's up to the clubs and obviously the police and the FA to make sure that we do everything in our power to make sure it doesn't happen again.
I mean, it's a strange one because from that incident has come this debate this week that, you know, players shouldn't celebrate in front of the, you know, the away fans or near the away fans in these types of games. But, I mean, what do you make of that kind of view?
Well, I think it's... First of all, I think it's tough at City because I think their yeah. hardcore supporters are right next to yeah. our supporters. So... If it was maybe, you know, the United players next to their family stand or something like that, it might not be as passionate and as ferocious. But that's where their main fans sit, I think, right next to our fans. So when they're so close together, how can you determine whether, you know, you're just celebrating in front of the United fans? And when you've scored a goal like that, you've not got control of
yeah,
yourself.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, as a player, you want to celebrate. You want to celebrate in front of your fans. If you just scored that goal and walked back to the centre circle, the United fans would be going, what's going on there? And the manager would be going, what are you doing? Celebrate. So, I mean, everybody wants to see celebrations. Everybody wants to... And we have stamped out, you know, going into the crowd, you get an yeah. instant booking. And but, you know, you've still got to enjoy that sort of experience. But obviously, the players and the fans have not got to go too far.
You've gone 6 points clear. At the top of the table, and yet the perceived wisdom seems to be from pundits and others that, oh, United haven't really played very well this season. Do you accept that, or do you think that's wrong? Because you're 6 points clear and through to the knockout stages as group winners in the Champions League.
Yeah, I think we accept that, first of all, we're letting too many goals in. You know, we're having to come from behind too much. But I think the signs are there that this could be a very good season for us. Chelsea... Newcastle away, City away, they're probably the three best performances so far this season. And, you know, you probably wouldn't get three bigger challenges away from home. So the quality's there, the form's there. We just need the consistency week in, week out, which hopefully we'll get after, like you say, Champions League's over with now, the internationals are gone, and we can purely concentrate on the league, and we've got the FA Cup obviously coming up as well.
Ryan, you said before the City game that if you could win it, yes, at the moment it's still early, but mentally it would give you a massive boost going into the Christmas period. Does it already feel like it's done that?
Yeah, I think it should do, purely because of the way we performed, the players who played, the players who come on, even, you know, on the bench, the bench is strong, players ain't getting on the bench, you know. The squad's looking good at the moment. We've got Nemanja coming back soon as well, you know, our captain. So we've got everything in place for the busy Christmas period and the confidence of such a great result.
Can I just throw one in? It was obviously Robin van Persie who got the late winner. But a lot of talk of him before the game because of the fact that he turned down City for United. But it was Wayne Rooney who got two important goals, and he's now got more goals in derbies for United than anybody, more than Bobby Charlton. So... are we seeing the best of Wayne again now, do you think?
Yeah, I think Wayne's the kind of player that, yeah, he can score goals, but if someone's scoring more goals than him, he's not too bothered. No. I think he's quite happy setting goals up and pitching in like he did Sunday with important goals. You know, we've seen it when Cristiano was there. Cristiano scored a lot of goals. Wayne scored a lot of goals as well, but it's not as if he's an out-and-out goal scorer where... That's his main priority, his main aim. He's so much more than that. He's, you know, probably the catalyst to everything good that we do. His work rate, he can score goals and he can make goals. So, yeah, I mean, it's a massive plus, obviously, with Wayne scoring the two goals.
Speaking of records, I mean, Wayne set the one in the derby. You're a man who set, you know, a record for breaking records, basically. Not that many these days. Is that something that you're aware of? Does it motivate you before games?
It's something I'm aware of, but it doesn't really motivate me. It doesn't sort of make an impression on me, really. It's something that I've always said that I'm proud to do. But as regard to my preparation or my performance, I don't think it has a... it doesn't really register whether I'm going to play better than I should do, really. It's just something, like I say, that I'm going to be proud of when I finish.
Yeah. Can I just throw in one on Van Persie? Is there anything about him... Obviously, you've seen him for years play for Arsenal, played against him. Is there anything about him surprised you? Is he better than you thought he was? Or is there anything about him that is in training with him, playing with him, that's surprised you at all?
Not surprised, because I knew that he was a ready-made, as he 29, experienced, world-class player. That's what he is. But his skill level and his class, I think, is the word that I would probably sum up. He's just got that bit of class that can make a difference, like it did the other day, like it has done in so many games. And you see it in training, you see it in games. He's just a brilliant player, and one that, obviously, we're glad to have.
Ryan, always after a big win, is it a case of staying focused and not getting carried away? And obviously, next up, it's Sunderland on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it is. I think, you know, I've just said that our best performances have been the games where you don't really need motivating. OK, playing for United, you shouldn't need motivating, but you know what it's like. It's different at Old Trafford against a team that you're supposedly going to win against. And we found this season that it is tough. Teams are getting 10 men behind the ball, making it difficult for us. And we've sometimes struggled a little bit. But I think the confidence and the amount of quality that we've got in the team and in the squad at the moment, you know, we should be going on and should be kicking on now and going on a good run.
It's a bit like Friends reunited when you play Sunderland, isn't it, with Shazy coming back. I know Wes is injured, but Thorpe Bardsley...
Louis Saha's there now.
Yeah, Louis Saha, they're all there, so I suppose they'll be desperate to come back and do well.
Yeah, they will. I mean, I think all players want to go back to their old clubs and do well. And yeah, you just named players there who give tremendous service to United. You know, Wes, Shazy, come through the ranks and played, you know, about 10 years in the first team. Great lads, and still friends with them. So they'll want to come back and obviously do well.
Do you enjoy this time of year with games coming really thick and fast over the holiday period?
Yeah, I think you do. I think we're just used to it. You know, we're used to the Christmas period being a bit hectic and games coming every couple of days, and we look forward to it. And like I keep saying, at the moment the squad's looking healthy, and we've got the squad to handle it. So hopefully, come the turn of the year, we're in a really healthy position.
Busy time of year with games, busy time of year with shopping. Have you done your Christmas shopping? That is the big question.
I've done it all. I'm organised this year. Yeah. Yeah, well, it helps when you can do it online, isn't it? But yeah, I've probably done half and half, you know, a bit of shopping, a bit online. So you got to get it out of the way early.
If you, what would you buy the manager if you could buy him anything? And he's the man who's got everything, isn't he? Is there anything that you'd buy him?
What would I buy the manager? Oh, I don't know. Well, they like singing around the place, so maybe a karaoke machine for when he gets home. So he's singing at home rather than at the training ground.
I mean, can you imagine what it's like to have a normal Christmas? Because you really... Well, I suppose it is normal to you, but for most other... Well, everyone else, it's abnormal, because training on Christmas Day and whatever. Can you enjoy Christmas as a family? I mean,
No, I think it's... Like you say, it's just something that you're used to, and I've known nothing different, really, from being 15, 16. You know, you train on Christmas Day, you train over the Christmas period, and that's it, really, but... Yeah, it's obviously tougher when you've got kids and you train in the morning. You know, you get up early, open all the presents for the kids, then you go training, then you come back, have your dinner. But knowing that you're in the hotel that night is difficult. But, you know, the kids understand, and they're probably too busy playing with all the toys to even notice I've gone.
I mean, you mentioned earlier about the run of games over Christmas and trying to get into a good position in the new year. Is that the time when you start to study the table and really start to think about the ramifications of winning and losing and drawing?
Yeah, I think come turn of the year, you sort of start looking at who's around you, what teams are playing who, You know, where you expected to get points, where it's going to be a bit tough. Because, you, like I say, it's a big period in the league because there's no Champions League. We're out of the League Cup, so there's no two games in January. So you can really concentrate on your league form and make sure that, obviously, this year we're in the Champions League. City ain't. Chelsea, I think, are in Europa, aren't they? But, you know, City will have that week to prepare, whereas, you know, we might have a tough couple of European games.
Is that an advantage for City, or is it an advantage for us, the fact that we're in action and we'll be busy? You know, we won't have 7 days off, we'll be in every 4 days or so when the Champions League comes back.
Well, we're used to it. I mean, we're used to yep. playing, you know, Wednesday, Saturday or Wednesday, Sunday, whenever it is. It all depends on when the games are, you know, who we got after a tough European game. Do we play on a Tuesday and then a Saturday? It doesn't really affect you if that's the case. If it's Wednesday and then you've got an half 12 kickoff, you know, away in the Premier League, yeah. that can be tough to go anywhere. So hopefully it shouldn't be too bad, but like I say, we've experienced it before. City have probably got the advantage where they can prepare for a week's training for the Premier League game in that sort of period. So really, it's just up to us to make sure that we don't drop points around that time.
OK, Ryan, which current Premier League team have you scored the most goals against in your career?
Spurs?
Very good, yep, 10 goals. You've also got 10 against Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough.
You scored famously our six and final penalty in Moscow. But in what order did the first five score?
What order? Oh. I don't even know who took them. Was it Carlos?
Was.
First?
Good. Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Midfielder?
Still at the club.
Central.
Still at the club.
Plays every game.
Ah. Thank you.
How many clues?
Carrick.
Right, now.
I think Ronaldo missed after that.
Missed after Carrick?
Yeah.
So.
Sure that was right.
Yeah.
Was
and
it?
Now there's another central midfielder who's now Owen. Left the club. Owen.
Owen. Then Nani.
Yep.
Anderson.
Correct.
That's it. Well done. Finally, how many goals have you scored for the club?
Is it in the 160s?
It right. is.
Okay. 168.
Not quite. 165. We're going to move on. We've got some fans' questions from ManUnited.com. I'm going to start with, for Lee in Northern Ireland, who says, what keeps you motivated to play the game for so long?
I think just the enjoyment of it. I think, you know, you're motivated coming in, training with great players every day, and more than ever, I'm enjoying it. So that's the motivation, where you just enjoy what you're doing. And, you know, when you come to the end of your career, it could be your last time in the League Cup, the FA Cup, Champions League, last chance to win the league. So, I mean, you've got that at the back of your mind as well, so you just try and enjoy it and do as well as you can.
And people, off the back of that, people want me to ask, is it around this time of year when you decide whether you're going to stay on, keep playing? Is it around
it
New
is,
Year
yeah.
sort of time? I'm not going to ask the answer, I just want to know, is it around this time of year?
Yeah, it's around this time, yeah.
Okay.
After Christmas, get Christmas out of the way.
Yeah.
Next question is from George in Manchester. Ryan, what's the major difference between the Premier League now and to when you started?
I think the squad size is different. You know, I think back then you more or less knew the teams that you were playing against. It was a squad of like 14, 15. Now it's so much bigger. I think it's quicker. Obviously, there's a lot more foreign players. So at the start of the season, you might not know too much about a lot of the players. that's it, really, I think.
Andy from Surrey wants to know how you approach games knowing that you might not necessarily start.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's something that I got used to about 3 or 4 years ago, really, where you know, I knew that I'm not going to be playing every game. I knew that I could be playing every 10 days or 2 weeks or even longer, sometimes 3 weeks. So the manager's quite good in that respect where, you know, sometimes, not all the times, but you'll say in the week, you know, I'm going to leave you this week or get ready for Chelsea in a week's time. So then I can sort of plan my week, really, where, say, you know, on a Monday, the manager's told me I'm playing against Chelsea on the Sunday. I can really get my work in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, early in the week, and then sort of slow it down nearer the game. So, I mean, if you get the heads up, it's easy. If you don't, then it can be difficult.
Even on the bench, I mean, I was going to say, it must have been tough for you on Sunday, you know, being a local lad, kind of itching to come on, and it never quite came. I mean, is it difficult to kind of stay mentally focused and prepared?
Not really. No, I think it's something that I've got used to. I think, you know, you just, if you're on the bench, you know that you want to come on, and if the manager's going to use you, he's going to try and use your experience, try and make an impact in the game. And that's all it's in my mind, really. If, you know, we're winning it and needs settling down a little bit, I'll try and do that. If we need a goal, then, you know, I'll try and do something different or try and make an impact. It can be tough, you know, if the game's been hectic and you come on. But I think I'm quite used to just coming on and trying to make an impact. That's what I try and do.
Michael in Derry says, would you follow fellow Welsh international Robbie Savage into the celebrity dancing scene? You and Paul Ince had some moves.
Well, I'd be better than Sav, I can tell you that.
you look like you're considering this.
No. Never say never, but no.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for coming in and doing that. We really appreciate it. Thank you to Mark, thank you to Gemma as well. I've been Stuart Gardner from MUTV, and we thank you very much for listening.
Thanks.